Welcome to Dead Evil Tales, the unearthly portal to your monthly dose of horror, where the shadows hold secrets and every creak in the floorboards echoes with dread. Our stories delve deep into the macabre, unearthing ghosts, monsters, and the essence of quintessential British horror. These tales are masterfully crafted by talented authors from the UK, bringing you narratives soaked in history, heritage, and blood. All steeped in the dark waters and lonely cemeteries of the British Isles. We are available to haunt you on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and all other streaming services. But remember, be sure to subscribe to the podcast or your souls will be damned. Every like, subscribe, and comment helps the ghouls to keep creating these horrifying tales for your sick and twisted minds. This episode is brought to you by Dead Evil Clothing, where they sell fashion fit for the afterlife. Get 10% off your otherworldly attire when you use the code DEADEVILTALES at checkout. Visit www.deadevilclothing.com to claim yours. In this episode, an ancient curse lingers in a small seaside town. A town where secrets are whispered in the streets, and souls are lost to the sea. Buckle up for a blast of air and salty seawater as we try to survive the horror that waits in the deep, dark depths of the ocean.
The enemy is flanking us on the north. Butcher them all!
My lord, what of the Saint Sulpicus and its villagers?
Godwin, we're the last defense of King Harold's legacy. I'd rather we all perish than succumb to that bastard. Godwin, protect the island fort at all costs, and may God be with you.
And with you, my lord.
The rest of you, follow me, for death and glory!
The Anglo-Saxons of Paddy's Oilernd weren't ones to yield. Aye, hard as nails they were. The last bastion in the north, but they left the whole village of St. Sulpicus to face the Norman invaders alone. Understandably, the villagers weren't too thrilled about that. So, to safeguard themselves, they made a deal with William.
As in William the Conqueror?
Aye, the very same. As part of their parley, they told him where the secret passage be. Deep under the island caves, a winding tunnel could be found that led to the heart of the fort. So, the villagers sold out their Anglo-Saxon lore to save their own skins. Once the fort was vanquished, the conqueror made his way over to the villagers. With deliberate care, he lifted his war helmet, revealing his menacing face beneath. Then, dipping it into his coffer, he filled it to the brim with a glittering array of gold coins, emeralds, rubies. Oh, what a sight it must have been.
And what of the Anglo-Saxons?
Ah, yes. Betrayed they were. William, he speared their heads on top of his newly conquered fort as a warning to all those who resisted. But the story don't end there, love. You see, the villagers, they were punished. Before they could enjoy their gold, a storm of epic proportions came down upon them like the thunderous hand of God himself and submerged the village of St. Sulpicus into the ocean. Drowned they were. Since then, it has been said that one night a year, the villagers appear on the beach, bewailing their fate, searching for their long-lost gold, infinitely trapped, forever hungry for what they will never attain. Or so the legend goes. And there you have it, Paddy's Island. Part of the old Saxon and later Norman fort still remains. A real beauty she is. Though, miss, I give you fair warning. Don't go mentioning this tale to the locals. They be sensitive to the topic, yeah? Have safe travels, miss.
Thank you. Thomas, great to see you.
Emma, it's been such a long time. How have you been?
Busy, so busy. Oh, Thomas, honestly, thank you for the invite out here. I'm definitely looking forward to this holiday.
Here, let me help you with that. Damn, that's heavy. Is it filled with bricks?
Clothes, books.
I should have figured. It's this way to the seaside inn.
Speaking of, how's the library faring?
Oh, well, I can with absolute authority say that I am the top librarian on the island.
Oh, it's a shame that.
What, that I'm the top librarian?
Yes. No, seriously, Thomas, how is the library doing?
People just don't seem to have the same interest in books as they once had. I don't know for how much longer the library will actually survive. Sometimes I think we're a dying breed, going extinct. Hey, Emma, don't worry about me. I'm just glad you're here.
Me too. It's strange, but one of the service stations on my journey over here, I overheard a conversation that islanders have gone missing over the past few years.
Islanders? As far as I can recall, Paddy's locals haven't really gone missing. Well, I mean, apart from a few exceptions. There have been a few tourists here and there who have disappeared, but I think it's been mostly because they tried to go explore the caverns below the old fort. And some of those tunnels fill completely up at high tide, causing unexpected visitors to, well, drown. It's sad. Oh, I mean, it's sad, but the locals do try to warn them. I mean, I've tried to warn them. They rarely listen.
Does it happen often?
I don't know. Perhaps once a year on average, I think.
And the police don't do much about it?
Well, we've only got two constables on the island. Here's one now. Hi, Jack.
Morning.
Friendly lot they are.
you get used to it. And locals can be a bit doom and gloom around here. The seaside inn. It's just over there. I'll see you for dinner later on. 7 o'clock, all right with you?
That'd be perfect. Hiya, anyone here? Hello? Ring bell, all right. Hello?
Yes.
Damn! Sorry, didn't see you come by. You startled me. Here for my booking. Should be under Emma.
Walker. Emma Walker.
Yes, that is correct.
Your room is number 5, next to the attic stairway. Don't get lost. A lot of visitors like you get lost. Don't. Enjoy your stay, Miss Walker.
Thank you. Note to self, don't pack such heavy luggage. There. Ah, here's the room. So, beside the strange people here, it really is quite charming. I mean, look at the view here. I mean, so picturesque. Okay, just going to take a little nap. Damn, it's cold. Oh, why is it so cold in here? Shit, I forgot to close the window. It's really pulling through here. Hold on. What's this? Damn, where is it? Ah, there's my tape recorder. All right, so looks like I've just found a hidden attic doorway next to my room. It's like something out of a mystery novel. It's unlocked. Looks like nobody's been in here for 50 years, at least. Everything's covered in a thick layer of dust and cobwebs. What's this? What do we have here? It's some kind of journal or manuscript. The bindings are leather and old, very old, slightly brittle. What secrets do you hold? It has an imprint on the leather spine, a mysterious symbol, two circles intertwined. What could that mean? It's so delicate. I have to be very careful here. Monks must have been the original authors and artists here. Just look at the quality of the illustrations. It's detailing a rebellion at Paddy's Island. Seems like this place has history, deep history. 1068. They're flanking us on the north. My lord, what of St. Sulpicus and all of its villagers? I rather we all perish than succumb to that bastard tyrant. The horses neigh relentlessly against the cries of war, the clash of sword and steel. It's like I'm in the middle of it. Strange. Looks like there are later entries here from just a few hundred years ago. It's that same symbol again. The exact one is on the book's spine. Below the symbol is an inscription, Latin. Nos sancti per sacrum sanguinem custodi. Roughly translated, I believe it says, keep us holy through sacred blood. What the hell does that mean? Another passage of writing below it. Yeah, looks like it was written in blood. Keep to the oath or they will continue to take. Oh, the last bit is legible. I better put this somewhere safe for the time being. Alright, so here I am at the docks, what used to be the sole entry point to the island's beach, a natural harbour. This is where the manuscript says the entire lower half of the village of St. Sulpicus was. Can that really be true? The legend spoke of figures emerging from the depths of the ocean. I mean, what is that really about? It's like someone else is out here, a lady. Maybe they can shed some light on what's been happening around here. Hi there, I'm Emma. Sorry, I don't mean to intrude.
What do you want?
I'm new to the island, just travelling really. But I've heard rumours of people disappearing from here. Is there any truth to it?
I can't say I know much about that. And you shouldn't be poking your nose where it doesn't belong.
Fair enough. But surely you must have some insight into what's been happening here. People just don't vanish into thin air.
I've lived on this island my whole life and I've seen my fair share of strange events. But I'll tell you this. Some secrets may be best left buried.
I get it. But if you ever do want to talk, I'm here. Just up at the seaside inn, all right?
I'll think about it. You were followed. Don't trust anyone, okay?
Hello? Is anyone there? Okay. Things just took a turn. I swear I felt someone was following me back there. Maybe I'm just being paranoid. Hello? There he is again. I'm definitely being followed.
Whoa! Damn, Emma. You just knocked the wind out of me. Where are you going?
Sorry, Thomas. I was just...
What is it?
I swear I was being followed. I think chased.
You were running from someone?
I think so. Did you see anyone? They were right behind me. I could hear the breathing.
No, I didn't see anyone. Are you sure?
Sure. I'm positive. What were you doing out here?
Coming to meet you. It's almost time for our reservation. You hungry?
I thought you said you'd booked a reservation at a restaurant.
Yeah, at the Inn's pub. Should we go in? How about those things?
Not really a lot of options to eat on their island, is there?
Well, it is a pretty small island.
We've got an extensive menu. What will it be?
2 pints. One for the lady and one for me. Oh, and the ale pie, please.
Let's see. Could I have the roast, please?
We're out.
Okay, then. The fish and chips sound lovely.
Also out.
You're out of fish?
No catch. No fish.
Strange for an island. Yeah, so just the ale pie then.
It's not as good as the fish and chips.
Well, thank you for the recommendation. Who would want to follow me?
Are you sure you were being followed?
Of course I was followed. Do you think I'd just imagine being tailed?
Sorry, Emma. I'm not sure. We don't have a lot of crime here on the island.
You mean other than the missing people?
Tourists.
Missing tourists.
I can't imagine why anyone would want to follow you.
I mean, it could have something to do with the treasure. Maybe tourists, treasure hunters, come here and someone local tries to scare them off.
You're referring to that silly little legend of St. Sulphicus. Emma, that's all rubbish. You hear me? Don't let the locals twist you up with these fantasies. Just focus on your holiday. It really isn't worth it.
Shit. Thomas, you're right. I just seem to find trouble everywhere I go.
Oh yeah, I read about your last escapade in the news. With those lost coins up in Scotland. But Emma, seriously, I think you were probably just followed by some bored team. You're new, interesting and exciting.
I guess.
Just take your mind off things and relax.
I'll try.
How's your mother doing?
Not bad, still marching along. You know, speaking of her, I can't believe she never brought me here when I was little.
You weren't born too far from here, were you?
About 2 towns over, on the mainland. Can't believe you remember that.
Well, what can I say? Librarian knowledge.
Thank you for walking me back to the inn.
Don't worry about it, at all.
And again, thank you, Thomas, for both the meal and company.
Emma, honestly, no need to thank me. You being here is thanks enough. I'll see you tomorrow.
Glass of white wine, please.
We've only got red.
That'll do. Do you mind telling me who's that lady at the end of the inn's bar? I saw her standing on the beach alone.
Ah, that's Mrs. Anne Haysmith. Sad story, that. Her daughter, Sarah, went missing. Police say she drowned in the ocean after a pint too many. Who can say what really happened? But if I were you, I wouldn't drink too many pints. Just don't.
Hi, Miss Haysmith. Anne. I bumped into you earlier today. Mind if I join you?
What do you want, Emma?
I know about your daughter. I'm so sorry for your loss. I can't imagine the pain you've been through.
My Sarah. My sweet girl, she was only 16. She was a good girl.
Do you mind talking about it?
No one else does. No one else cares.
What did the police say?
The police? The police are a joke. That fat, incompetent copper said she drowned. He said it was because she had too much to drink. Sarah didn't drink.
Sometimes children lie.
Oh, they do. Of course they do. I know my Sarah.
Why were you out on the docks earlier today?
Some days. Some days my dear Sarah is at the bottom, looking back at me.
I'm so sorry. Anne, can I ask you a question?
Why is it?
How did you know someone was following me?
I told you. No one can be trusted. No one. There are eyes and ears everywhere, watching and waiting.
But why? Who are they? And what do they want with me? I'm just a tourist.
Yeah. I can't say much. I have to go now.
Wait, Anne. I understand you can't talk freely. Is there somewhere we can meet later? Somewhere we can speak without fear of prying ears?
Tomorrow. The docks. After sundown. And be careful, Emma. They are everywhere.
Pretty sure I wasn't followed. I'm out here at the pier by the docks waiting for Anne. She said she'd meet me after sundown, but she's nowhere to be seen. Maybe she got spooked. Or maybe... maybe she's right. Maybe there are ears everywhere. Maybe I'm not as safe as I thought. Hold on, what's this? The small rock with a note under it. It says Societas... Susurrus. What does Susurrus mean? How can such strange things happen in such a beautiful place? Even the sound of the water is relaxing. What's that? The water. Oh my God! Those are eyes! What? What was that? I don't know what I just saw, but it looked like a young girl looking back at me. Her eyes were empty, her skin was almost translucent, peeling away from her bones. Like it had been underwater for an age. What the fuck is going on?
Thank you.
tuned for more tales that will pierce the veil between worlds. And if you're brave enough to submit your own tale of terror, you'll find us lurking in the eerie depths of your inbox. Send your shivers and quivers to deadeviltales@gmail.com. And once more, if you want to sleep safe and sound in your bed tonight, every comment, like, and subscribe keeps the ghouls busy and away from your bedroom in the dark hours of the night. So smash that subscribe button, or don't. I'm sure someone will hear your screams.